everyone. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Entitled. I like one-word titles. It is about our entitled state. I mean that literally and figuratively. It is about how spoiled our kids are. And I think it is a powerful column, and it's generated some very, very thoughtful, lengthy, and interesting comments. So please go to BruceSalen.com if you'd like to join in the discussion. And for those of you listening live in Santa Barbara, we will be discussing our spoiled kids or our spoiled parents, depending on how you want to look at it, at Dad Chat tonight. Today on our show, we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. Pastor Drew Sams is unavailable, sadly, today. But in his place, we have the renowned pediatrician, Dr. Bob Sears, as a very special guest, calling from the lounge at an airport as he is traveling. And I'm hoping he will join us for two segments. If not, you'll be stuck with me. Speaking of being stuck with me, you can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And of equal importance, stay in the loop and sign up and receive my newsletter by just going to BruceSalen.com, and it's right there in your face on the very homepage, very first thing on the homepage. You will receive a once-a-week update and no spam, no solicitations, no nothing else except hopefully useful information. The new Because I Said So is in honor of Mother's Day, and I know some of my listeners are listening to the show on Mother's Day. It is called Mother's Day in the Doghouse, and Dad is becomes Dr. Blunder yet again. I hope you are remembering the moms in your life and the wives and the stepmoms. I am, in fact, going to be leaving the radio station and going to my favorite chocolate shop here in Santa Barbara and purchasing ridiculously expensive but ridiculously good chocolates. You know, they should be sponsoring this show. Maybe I'll ask them when I go there. That's a good idea. Current I'm Not That Dad vlog, I am just having so much fun doing these video things, I cannot tell you. This current one is really not done by me. It's my first guest vlog. And who, of all people, did a vlog for me? My son's best friend. And it's an homage to his best friend's father, and it's silly and fun. And he interviewed a bunch of their mutual friends, and then I did a quick interview with my son and him to preface it, and you can find that on my website. And there's a new place right on the homepage where you can hit the I'm Not That Dad vlogs. I want to say two special hellos. One to my favorite television mom. She is the go-to mom. That's how you would find her on Twitter, the go-to mom. And her real name is Kimberly Blaine. She's a TV star. She is a social media diva. And she is a just sweet and darling, terrific woman who right now is feeling a little under the weather. So Kim, or Kimberly, actually, I don't know. Does anyone call you Kim? I always call you Kimberly. Feel better, darling. And she will also be my very special co-host in late June on Dad Chat. I have another hello, and this is across the world to Anna. Anna in Barcelona. Anna is and was the youngest person, on my recent helicopter skiing trip. She came with her father, Javier, and we had the greatest time because we were in the same group together, and Anna and I were just talking on Facebook. It's just, to me, a miracle what social media, the internet, and all this can offer us. So hello to Anna, and when you come to do your senior year in high school in the States, remember you have a place to stay with us. She will be appearing in two special vlogs of I'm Not That Dad, because I interviewed her twice while we were up in the Caribou Mountains. And they are called Anna from Barcelona and Anna from Barcelona Part 2. So stay tuned for the Anna from Barcelona vlogs. Speaking of heliskiing, I just posted my final two videos from over 6 hours of footage taken the last 3 days. They are on my YouTube channel, and they're also on BruceSalen.com if you want to see a lot of great ski footage, mostly of my wife because she's the better skier, set to some really fun, mostly movie music. You can find it at BruceSalen.com and look for the column called How to Ski Out of This World. It's also on the YouTube channel, which is called Dad's POV. So you just look up Dad's POV, and you can find all the various videos, the I'm Not That Dad vlogs, and all my different ski videos. It is time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson. Let's hear what I have to say this time, because I don't even know which one we're doing.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Routines and rituals. What rituals do you have in your family? What routines do you personally have that bring you comfort? My favorite routine is my coffee each morning. My favorite family ritual is our regular Friday night dinner where we go around the table and share the best and worst things that have happened to us that week. Only one worst is allowed so that it is not a whining session. We instituted this ritual when my boys were young. Now it is a part of our lives and a time that we always connect in spite of the hectic lives we're all living. What are your family rituals? I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Okay, family rituals. Do you have any family rituals? I think they're really important. They are touchstones for our lives and for our kids. My boys often reference things we've done over the years, and I think it gives them a sense of place and purpose, and also in many ways it instills the kind of values a parent wants to instill. So I believe strongly in rituals, and I also believe very strongly in having regular family dinners. And once your kids get to be teens, that could be a bigger struggle. And I think it's still incumbent on mom and dad not to give in to the parent, the kid that doesn't want to sit for dinner. Let them sit for dinner and then go out. We still sit for family dinners most Friday nights, and it's a little catch and catch as you can throughout the week, but we eat together often, and my older son and I go out to lunch together. He gets off at, he's a senior in high school. He gets off at lunchtime, and yesterday he and I went out to lunch, and it's just special time, especially since he will be leaving for college in August. So these are a very few short months left in which he'll be part of the home life, and if all goes well, he won't return except to visit. In spite of the fact that 80%+ of college graduates return home to live, I in my heart would love my son to come home to live, but in my mind, I know it's not good for him or us if he does. I want to remind you about Dad Chat, as I always do. It's every Thursday. And for those of you listening live tonight, we're going to be talking about spoiled kids and spoiled parents. But most importantly, for everyone listening, whether it's live or delayed on my stations in at WHK and WTDY and KRSA across the country, next Thursday, we have very special guest, Guy Kawasaki. He is an Apple evangelist and a very prolific author. He has nearly 1 million followers on Twitter, renowned speaker, and an incredible coup for Dad Chat. So I would urge you, if you've never joined us, to join it. It will be busy, it will be hectic, and it will be real brain exercise. Well, we're almost out of time for this segment. The column and the title of our show today is about entitled and entitlement. And it's not really political. I mean, always implicit in some of my writing are political thinking, but entitled is really about why our kids are as spoiled as they are. And I suggest that it has to do with the boomer generation, my generation, feeling guilty in many ways over not having time to spend with their kids, so they indulge them. I think that's part of it. It has to do with our society as a whole having a sense of entitlement that has grown from what LBJ began in the 60s to something that is a little maybe out of whack, and I suppose that is politics, but I'm not going to get into great detail about that. And I ultimately believe it is up to us as moms and dads to raise our kids to not feel entitled. And I know there was a period when I felt a lot of pressure and a lot of guilt about what was going on in my kids' lives when my first wife and I separated and they were going through all kinds of troubles and emotional grief. And in those sort of times, parents tend to be willing to spoil their kids, willing to indulge, and feeling bad for them. Well, when you feel bad for them in that way, you are actually not teaching them to live a good and a fulfilled life. So my whole thesis is that you got to fight that, even though it sometimes feels good to give in. It's better not to give in because they will learn more in the long run. All right, we are out of time for this segment. We will be back after these messages with Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. Yeah.